show. This is Cliffo and Gabby's catch up.
We're just hitting pause on everything for a second because we got a pretty remarkable phone call that's come through.
We have. We've got Chris Walker on the line with us right now, who's doing the walk of a lifetime, where he's walking 1,700 kilometres from Cairns to the Gold Coast, raising money for a charity. Chris Walker, welcome.
How you going, guys?
Good. Really good.
Better than your feet mate.
My feet look like my head at the moment. Awful. I've got blisters. Everything that you get when you do long distance walks or long distance endurance, that's what I've got at the moment. So, yeah, it's not pleasant, but I'm getting the job done. I'm missing my little mate Nate Miles yesterday. He had to head back to the Gold Coast for some business stuff. So, it was a bit of a mental battle more than anything yesterday.
So where are you currently located? Because you started in Cairns. You've already walked a few hundred kilometres. Where are you?
I'm about 35 kilometres south of Townsville, heading towards Ayr. So after today, what we do is we set up camp in certain areas. So we have a base that we come back to. We finish 30 kilometres. Then we go back to base. Then we get our recovery set. And then I've been in Townsville for the last probably 6 nights.
Okay. So you're walking and you go back to base camp and reset, which makes sense.
It makes a lot of sense.
Chris, look, we know you from, your time as an NRL player. You played for the Broncos, Titans, Roosters, Storm, stack of clubs, but it's actually someone else in the football community that you're doing all this for, mate.
Yeah, well, big Charlie Webb, he was sort of the inspiration for it. To get it all done, and then we put it also out there for the mental health that you need, which is Beyond Blue, Rise Up, Domestic Violence, and the Alcohol and Drug Foundation, all seeing a massive spike in the last 12 months of the pandemic. But yeah, big Charlie Webb, it was good to catch up with him on over the weekend and do a walk into the stadium and get things going.
Now, he actually is diagnosed with motor neuron disease, is that right?
Yeah, big Charlie's got the motor neuron disease now. I've been mates with Charlie for a long time, for over 30 years. We grew up together. We played footy all through our juniors, all in rep games, everything. We debuted for State of Origin the same game, and he's a very special human to me. So, it was good to catch up with him, but it's awful what we've seen him going through.
Okay. Mate, it's a 65-day trek, like Gab said, a total of 1,757 kilometres that you're walking. What's been the hardest part of the challenge so far?
Probably, to be quite honest with you, I've had Nate Miles with me for 13 days. That's probably been the best because his spirits, we fed off each other. But yesterday when I resumed my walk, at the start, the anxieties and I've just been back on the road by myself. That sort of kicked in. So that sort of a mental health was my biggest concern. But we all know once you get out there and do a little bit of exercise and you get yourself in that little groove, I found myself in that groove. Nate was ringing me and you get going then after about, that sort of kicked in for about probably 5 or 6 Ks. And I made a point to run the last probably 4 Ks, 5 Ks, just to get myself going again. But I had the anxieties were kicking in. I was like, Nate's gone. I've got to do this now by myself. But once I started getting into a bit of exercise and I spoke, I talked to him on the phone and then I had a few people join me and then I was talking. It's amazing how my mindset changed.
Good man.
And that's good advice for anyone in life. If, you do need a little bit of support, reach out and get that support. Have a chat. Get a bit of exercise 100%. Going.
Chris, where can people donate, mate, if they want to help out?
Yeah, just go to www.fundmychallenge.com and you can just follow the links to my walk and you have a bit of a read of why am I doing it. And, donate. Every donation counts. I urge people to go in there and have a look and see where we go.
100%. Chris Walker, the walk of a lifetime, walking from Cairns to the Gold Coast, nearly 2,000 Ks. It's just crazy stuff. It's going to take you over 2 months. Big love, good luck, and look after those feet, Chris.
Thank you very much, guys. Thanks for having me on. The Hit Breakfast Show.